Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When it comes to investing in stocks and bonds, have you ever given any thought as to your personal investment philosophy or behavior? Our next guest says that you are probably one of three basic types of investor: rational, irrational, or maybe a mix from time to time. Hans Blake is a chartered financial analyst and CPA with Intelligent Investing, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Hans, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So I understand that these types of investors that you've laid out here is something that your firm has identified?
Yes. You can't really label people into three groups, but they kind of all fall into one of those categories. CFA Institute breaks things down into three groups. Traditional finance, which, based on Harry Markowitz's view, says that man is rational and man wants to maximize his returns and minimize his risk. But then as you deal with humans, you realize, well, that's not what they all do. There's an emotional side to humans that comes in from time to time, and therefore behavioral finance says that man is irrational and emotional and focuses on his losses more than his gains. So it's a unique combination that we end up having.
In your experience, which are you encountering more? What the book says a traditional rational investor is, or the more behavioral investor?
It depends on the day, and it depends on the market. When markets are going up, people tend to not look at their statements, and they end up becoming more rational. They end up just letting the investments work on their behalf. If it's a down day, they end up panicking and thinking, oh no, I wonder what's happening to my portfolio, and then all of a sudden they enter into this irrational side.
And so I guess this is really then who most of us are that third type of investor that kind of goes back and forth in some sort of mixture.
Yes. What we try to do with our investors is to try and analyze and understand their background. Everyone comes into investing with a bias and a family history. You talk to an elderly couple whose parents went through the Great Depression, and they're very conservative and very concerned, and they still clip coupons. And you deal with a millennial who also watched their parents go through a 2008 crisis, and as they were sitting around the dinner table at night, mom and dad are complaining about how their retirement savings have dropped in half. Children pick up on that, then their response is to be very conservative and maybe not want to invest in the markets. That seems like gambling to them. So it's all based on your background and family history, and everyone has a bias. And understanding that can then help the advisor communicate better to that, at times, irrational human being. And alert, advisors also have similar biases. And so you have to almost guard yourself against your own emotions before you can then help the others. It's kind of like on an airplane when the pilot says, adults, please secure your own air mask before you help your children. That's almost how it works for investing with advisors.
And so then do you put your clients through a quick questionnaire to identify where they are behavior-wise?
Yes. You know, there's a lot of risk questionnaires out there that I've looked at. The one that we've chosen is more mathematical and algorithm-based. And what it tries to do, Mike, is get to the root of what is your willingness to take on risk. Now, you and I might be willing to jump out of an airplane, but we might be very conservative with our finances. So just because somebody externally seems like they have a lot of risk does not necessarily translate into their financial risk. So getting to the person's willingness to take on risk, or what I call sleep at night factor, is really important. Now, with that said, they may need to take on more risk than they're comfortable with. And that's where the financial planning side, or the ability to take on risk, comes in. Your balance sheet, your income statement, how much time horizon you have. And then the third part is, what is your actual portfolio risk? I don't know what's happening with returns over the next day. I don't know what president or leaders may tweet today. But I can tell you that your risk is in alignment with what your willingness to take on risk is and your ability to take on risk based on the goals that you've laid out for us. So it brings in more rational thought, and all of a sudden cooler heads can prevail.
Well, there is certainly something to be said for sleeping at night.
Absolutely.
Hans, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Hans Blake is a chartered financial analyst and CPA with Intelligent Investing. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.